Home care.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting. All day.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
We welcome you. This morning we welcome you. Greater King David.
Hallelujah. You can do better than that. Say hallelujah. Can I get this out? Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let the church say amen. Reflections of the day. You know, when I think about this word reflection, it means to look back. So I look back just for a few moments. I look back on my childhood. I remember the little children as they would come on such a morning as this. One little child in particular would stand before the congregation and they'll just stand there still for a few moments. And then they would say, "What are you looking at me for? I didn't come to stay. I just come to let you know. Today is Easter Day." And then all the people would just clap. Then there would be about the eggs, rabbits. But then you realize that that's not what it's all about at all. This day is about a reflection of what God has done on our behalf. I think about how he has redeemed us. Paul wrote about it, how he redeemed us from the curse of the law. You know, through the law that we knew we were sinners. At first, we wouldn't even acknowledge that until God set the standards and said that all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. When I remember those most cherished words written by the beloved apostle John, when he said, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." And look what God said. He declared that whosoever would believe in him shall not perish. Wrote over there in Acts chapter 2. He said that it was a... Then I think about all those disciples that walked with him. I thought about Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke wrote over there in Acts chapter 2. He said that it was a determinate council. They had already made up their mind that they was going to put this righteous man, Jesus, to death. Yeah. They thought it was a very clever scheme that they had concocted. How they would get rid of the Holy One of God. But Dr. Luke said it was by the foreknowledge of God. God already knew what they were up to. And Dr. Luke said that even though by their determinate hands, they put to death that Holy One. He said, but God raised him from the dead. He said it was impossible for death to hold him down. So he loosed the pains of death and he caused him to rise from the dead. And then when I think about how Paul wrote about it, oh, Agrippa thought he was crazy. He said, how is it that it's such an incredible thing for you to understand that God can raise the dead? And then I think about the Old Testament writers, particularly in Leviticus. When it was written that there were at least three stages that man had to try to approach God. The outer court, the inner court, and the holies of holies. And man was not to even dare to approach God without blood. And then let me break your mind back to Mary. When Jesus had been raised from the dead, and Mary grabbed a hold to him. And he told her, "Let me go." He said, because I have not ascended to my Father, my Lord and your God. What he was saying to her, that I've got to take this shed blood and present it to the Father on your behalf. And not only just her, but for the sins of the world past, world presence, world future. And listen, he said, without the shedding of the blood, there would be no remission of sin. So what do I think about when I reflect upon this day? I think about Jesus getting up, taking his own blood, his own nail-scarred hands, his own side that had been pierced, and coming before the holiest of holies and presenting himself back to God and said, I have finished the work that you have given me to do. Good morning, Greater King David. Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Yes, he lived. if you know it works this morning, don't you?
Thank you. in the house.
Glory, 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 glory. Ah, yeah. I just feel like shouting heroes. That's all y'all might get for the message this morning is heroes. Thank God, heroes. Heroes. Wait. I'm looking at some of you looking at me. And I'm reminded of an old missionary who had been preaching and teaching Jesus Christ. And the power of the message was, he got up early that third day morning. And he told folk everywhere he went, he lives because Jesus rose. And one day he got sick out in the African fields. Caught a disease that paralyzed his body, and from one limb to the next limb, his body became succumbed to being paralyzed. And while he had suffered almost total paralyzation, he was still able to write, had lost his voice, but had not lost his joy. And Easter Sunday morning had come around, and he beckoned to his daughter to get him a pen and paper. And he wrote on the paper, he rose. He rose. He rose. And he looked at his daughter, and she didn't seem to be so excited. And then he wrote again, how terrible it is to not have a voice to say he rose on Easter resurrection morning. But how worse it is to have a voice and not shout he rose. Oh, he rose. That's all I'm trying to tell somebody. You ought to be able to say yourself, he rose in my soul. Come on, give him some glory in his house this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the Easter message. That's the message as we prepare our hearts to give to the Lord today. May we never forget that he rose. And in every area of our lives, we have authority because he rose. And in our giving this morning, it should be a reminder to the Lord Jesus Christ of how grateful we are for what he has done and is doing. And the record is when he gets through with us. It does not yet appear. I know we think we got it going on, and we think we're all that, but it does not yet appear how we are going to become like him. And so in our giving today, just simply make it your best, whatever that is. For many, it's much. For others, it's little. And for some of the others, it's in between. But whether it's big or small or in between, let it simply be your best. Don't know what your neighbor can give. That's not your concern. Don't even look out what they pull out their wallet or out their purse. Or don't even look over there. That's not your business. You might pull out a 20 and saw they pull out $2 and say, well, Lord, let me give $5. No, they're not your measuring rod. I said they're not your measuring rod. The Lord is. So as we bow our heads, ask God's blessings on the gifts we're giving to him to say thank you. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you afresh for this opportunity to show you our love and to say thank you for the multitudinous blessings that you've gifted us with. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in Christ Jesus. Father, we say thank you. Now, Lord, let us, without reservation, give our best offering today. It may be sacrificial on some's part, but may it be the best. And God, I'm so glad that you look on the heart. You know what we have because you blessed us with it. And so we give it lovingly, not grudgingly, but we give it to you because we love you. Thank you. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord in the given experience.
Searched
all over.